Kayo Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari Kayo Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Yasoda nanana braja dana ranjana Yasoda nanana braja dana ranjana Jamuna tira vanachari Damunati Havanacharya Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabiyarya Jayo Radha Madhava Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Soda nanana braja jana ranjana Yes, soda nanana braja jana ranjana Jamunati ranacharya Jamunati ranacharya Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dare Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana Jamunati Havanacharya Jamunazira on a chariot. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabhyare. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabhyare. Paramahansa Parvatakacharya Asatara Sudushi Sriman His Vangre Shalesi Bhakti Vedanta Smairaj Shila Prabhupada Kijai Gaur Premanande All glorious to the Assembled Devotees All glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Granga Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadai Vudaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Smairaj Ste Sarasupandeve Gaur Bhangajan Nijiste Sa Shunivari Paskarya Om Agnatamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksundalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanyamanovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purujana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Garadhar Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2. The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, text number 33. Yak.
Yak.
Kaschana.
Kaschana.
Isha.
Isha.
Balina.
Balina.
Antaka Uragat.
Pachanda Vegat.
Abhidavataha.
Abhidavataha.
Brisham,
Bidam,
Prapanam,
Paripati,
Yatvayat,
Mrityu,
Pradavati,
Aranam,
Tam, Imahi, Yakaschanesho Balinom, Takoragat, Prachanda Vegat Abhidavato Brisham Bhitam Prabhanam Paripati Yadbhayan Mrityu Pradavat Yaranam Tam Imahi Yat Kaschanesho Balinon Kakoragat Prachanda Vegat Abhidavato Brisham Bhitam Prabhanam Paripati Advayan Mrityu Pradavat Yaranam Tam Imahi
someone.
Isha,
the Supreme Controller.
Balina,
very powerful.
Antaka Uragat, from the great serpent of time,
which brings death.
Prachanda Vegat,
whose force is fearful.
Abhidavata,
who is chasing.
Prisham,
endlessly,
every hour and every minute.
Bhitam,
one who is afraid of death.
Prapanam,
who is surrendered
to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Paripati,
he protects.
Yat Vayat,
from fear of the Lord.
Mrityu,
death itself.
Pradavati,
runs away.
Arnam,
the actual shelter of everyone.
Tam,
unto him.
Imahi,
I surrender or take shelter.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but He is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears the serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him the great and powerful Supreme Authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. Purport. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everything. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayate diskritam. The Lord appears in His various incarnations for two purposes, to annihilate the diskriti, the sinful, and to protect the devotees. The king of the elephants decided to surrender unto him. This is intelligent. One must know that great supreme personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence the supreme authority, the supreme person. And the Shruti mantra is said, Vishasmad vatak pavate vishodeti suraha Vishasmad agnis chandrascha mrityu davati panchama Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8. It is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus here is the Supreme Controller, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Saturaturam. This material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. Any intelligent person, therefore, can understand that there is a Supreme Controller. Furthermore, the Supreme Controller Himself appears as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramachandra to give us instructions and to show us how, by example, how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet those who are diskriti, the lowest of men, do not surrender. Namam diskriti no muda prapadyante naradama. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, Mrityu savaharas chaham. I am all devouring death. That's mrityu, or death. It is the representative who takes away everything from the living entity, who has accepted a material body. No one can say, I do not fear death. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. One may argue, does the devotee not die? The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body, for the body is material. The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, The present body is his last. He will not receive again a material body to be subjected to death. This is assured in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4.9, Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naitimam Eti Sorjana. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home back to Godhead. We are always in danger because at every moment death can take place. It is not that only Gajendra, the king of the elephants, was afraid of death. Everyone should fear death because everyone is caught by the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. That's the end of Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. Yat kaschane shobalinon takoragat prapandapra prachanda vegad abhidavato brisham vitam pravanam paripati yadvayan mrityu pradavat yaranam tam imahi. The Supreme Personality of God is certainly not known to everyone, but he is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone ready to swallow him, if one who fears the serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him the great and powerful supreme authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Paskatya Dei Sitarane. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains different types of processes or qualities that are necessary to develop in order to come to the platform of knowledge. And one of those is janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshan, udarshana. That one has to be convinced of the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Of course, any sane person realizes that neither birth or death or old age and disease are desirable, but because modern authorities, those who are guiding modern civilization, they cannot solve these problems, therefore they simply ignore them. Just like the rabbit, when it's being pursued by a more powerful enemy, such as a fox or a wolf, when it's cornered and has no escape, it simply closes its eyes and pretends that it doesn't exist. Similarly, the ostrich is famous because even when being attacked by a more powerful foe, it protects itself by hiding its head in a hole. Similarly, the conditioned soul, when he's misdirected, he thinks that by ignoring the problems of birth, death, old age, and disease, that somehow or another they'll be solved. But the fact is, they're not solved. And instead of solving them, one is actually becoming more and more entangled by one's activities. It is said, apana goram samashritim, that in this material world, that one is apanam samashritim goram. Those who are entangled in the messages of repeated birth and death. Apana samshitim goram. Goram means horrible, repetition of birth and death. Tataksadyo vimuchite. They can become free from these entanglements if they tanama vishviso grinan. Even if they unconsciously chant the holy name of the Lord, because the Supreme Lord, Yan Vibeti Swayam Bhayam, that the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is feared even by fear personified. So this is mentioned here, that ultimately above all the laws of material nature that are bewildering us and entangling us and misdirecting us, above everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That one who has faith in that, that he can become free. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam eti saarjana. That one who has such faith, that he can become free from these complicated meshes of birth and death. So that faith has to be there. Just like if one is in prison due to so many different criminal activities, if simply he asks pardon from the governor, from the head of the state, if the governor becomes disposed favorably to such a person, then at once he can become free and all his problems are solved. Similarly, it is said that if one simply chants the holy name once, then immediately one becomes free from more sinful activities than one could possibly commit. The only problem is that one has to chant the holy name with some quality. It is not that we chant, as I said before, our favorite mantra, schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 day. And somehow or another, by some day and schnick, come and deliver us. That one actually has to chant the holy name with the feeling, with the desire, with the consciousness of wanting to be engaged in Krishna's loving service. So that is not possible to experience or to understand as long as one is aspiring for material improvement. As Queen Kunti said, Janmaishwarya Shruti Shivir Edamanak Madat Puman Naivahat Yavudatumvai Tvama Kinshana Gochar. That anyone who thinks that by some arrangement, by some material improvement, that one can become happy in the material world, he cannot chant the holy name with any feeling, with any sincerity. Therefore, one has become a Kinshana Gocharam, feeling oneself dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, realizing that all our so-called assets are not really assets, because nothing here belongs to us. And the proof is that when Krishna wants, he takes everything away. Just like the typical materialist puffed up by his acquired poison, by Kali's serpent, he was puffed up because he had so much venom that anything that came in contact with him would become vanquished. So similarly, the materialist, due to his accumulated poison of material opulences, so-called prestige and power and fame and opulence, he does not take very seriously this idea that he has to surrender to anyone. The typical materialist nowadays, he becomes abhorred when he sees people bowing down, for instance, in the temple. He thinks, how horrible this thought of having to bow down before anyone. But Prabhupada would point out that at the time of death, everyone bows down and offers their obeisances. No matter how strong, no matter how popular, no matter how intelligent the person was, when at the time of death, he pays full dandabhas. Therefore, ultimately, everyone is surrendered to Krishna, either directly, and if one surrenders to Krishna directly, then one goes back to the spiritual world. Or one surrenders to Krishna in the different forms, yanti deva vrata devan pitri yanta pritri vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pima. So those who are investing their energies to the demigods, then they come and they get the opportunity to serve the demigods in their next lifetime. Similarly, those who are interested in their forefathers, then they get a chance to go and serve their forefathers. And then one who's interested in ghosts and spirits, he gets an opportunity to get a nice ghost and spirit body. so many varieties of ghosts and spirits. There's so many varieties of bodies that one can get in this material world, but they're all in prisons. They're all prisons for the conditioned soul. So although he's thinking, I've become the master, I'm not surrendered to anyone, I'm independent, I'm powerful, still, he's actually conditioned and tortured, chastised by whatever material body he happens to get. That everyone is suffering, according to the Bhagavad Gita, that the demigods suffer, the ghost and spirit suffers, our forefathers suffers, everyone is suffering. So, one simply in this material world, if one doesn't want to surrender to Krishna, one chooses what type of body he wants to suffer in. So that type of choice is not very desirable. Whether you want to kill yourself with some poison, or a gun, or hang yourself. If you're offered such a choice, you think, oh, how great, I can use my intelligence now to figure out what type of suffering, what type of torture I'll kill myself with. Similarly, those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, they're simply choosing what type of position to put themselves in where they'll suffer. Therefore, it is said that one has to at least understand the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am the Supreme Lord. So, the so-called theosophists, so-called religious investigators, they are searching, where is God? So God says, I am here. So they take Bhagavad Gita and says, how can anyone claim to be God? We have to search until we find someone who's God. So Krishna says, I am God, and he explains in the Bhagavad Gita what his qualities are, such as Gama Visha Chabutani Daryam Aham Ojasa Pushnami Chosadi Sarva Samobhukta Rasatnikaha. He says that I enter into the planets, and it's by my energy that they stay in orbit. So a person who's somewhat intelligent, somewhat honest in his understanding of things, he knows by his own experience that whenever there is an intelligent arrangement, there's an intelligent person behind it. Similarly, on a cosmic level, if there's such an intelligent arrangement that all the planets are moving in orbit, and that with such precision that one can understand where a planet will be thousands of years from now, then he understands that there must be an intelligent arranger behind it, and he gives some credit to that person. But modern society is more or less based on the premise that as soon as we see an intelligent arrangement, as if it's not made by us, then it doesn't exist. That it's simply accident. Everything we make, if we make a little telescope, if we make an airplane, then we glorify ourselves, we write books, we go down in history, they make documentaries about this person. But if we look and we see how a huge arrangement is made, inconceivable, incomparable arrangement, with so many millions of planets moving their orbits, what is the conclusion? Do we glorify the person? No. We spend our lives trying to deny him, trying to explain everything in a way that makes no sense, but eliminates him from any kind of, gives him no credit at all for what's going on. And we say that's science. Krishna says that Aham Vaishnava Bhutva Prani Nam Deham Ashitya Prani Pana Samo Bhutva Pachantyanam Chatur Vidam. That I become the fire of digestion and I digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. That's science. Krishna says that Aham Vaishnava Bhutva Prani Nam Deham Ashitya Prani Pana Samo Bhutva Pachantyanam Chatur Vidam. That I become the fire of digestion and I digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. As the air of digestion, it's known as Samana Vayu, for those who come to the Ayurvedic seminar. So, Krishna has provided air in the body itself. He's provided fire, the fire of digestion, air. He's provided the stomach, which is just like the fireplace, and he's provided food. All these things he's provided, and it's all going on. No scientist can duplicate such an arrangement. If your fire in your stomach goes out, if the air is not circulating properly, if you don't have a stomach anymore, then what can the scientist do? All they can do is say, we're sorry. You take a sleeping pill or tranquilize so you don't feel bad anymore, or take some intoxication. The scientists can't do anything. They can't create this inconceivable arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how that we can eat food, it's digested, it's assimilated, the unnecessary parts are eliminated. So many intricate mechanisms are going on inconceivably. And what is the result? What is the opinion of the scientists? Oh, it is by evolution. It just evolved that way. It just happened. They can't do it themselves. With all their so-called intelligence, they can't duplicate it. But their explanation, it came about by accident. So, if everything comes about by accident, why did they go to school to get their PhD degree? Why didn't they just sit at home and maybe by accident it would have evolved? Their kindergarten degree would have evolved through their high school and college, and finally they would have evolved by chance to a PhD. But in every step, they don't take anything by accident. Every step, they're using their intelligence to try to make arrangements in the material world to fulfill their desire. But greater arrangements, they say, come about by accident. Therefore, with some perception, some intelligence, one can perceive the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead behind all his creation. Otherwise, if we don't use our intelligence like that, and we don't really know what's going on, it could be anything. If one thinks like that, then he will act whimsically. Mogaisha moga karmano moga gyana vichetasaha rakshasim asrim chaiva prakriti moinim shri taha. That one who denies Krishna's position, one who denies his authority, one who denies the laws of nature which work under him, then whatever he's doing, whether it be in the field of making progress in material acquisitions, or trying to figure out the material creation through speculation, or by trying to get liberation from the clutches of illusory energy, everything he'll do is ultimately be defeated, because he won't arrive at the actual shelter, Krishna. If one accepts Krishna's position, sincerely prays to him to be reinstated in one's constitutional position as Krishna's servant, then one can be released from the clutches of illusory energy. Otherwise, there's no deliverance. No matter how one thinks one is making progress and becoming expert in different spheres of material existence, still ultimately one will be defeated and be bound by one body after another to suffer different types of material misery. Therefore, one should become a little fearful of this, as Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't feel fear, my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, your sharp claws or your mane full of blood, or the intestines, your garland of intestines. I don't fear any of these things. I fear this material existence, which is grinding all these conditioned souls by the repetition of birth and death. So one should, an intelligent and sane person, should be afraid of becoming lost in the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, one should take to devotional service. Neha bhikramana shosti pratyava yogi vidyate. The only freedom from fear is by gradually taking to devotional service, and at every step of advance in devotional service, then one becomes progressively more enlightened and more encouraged to get out of this material world as quickly as possible. So Srila Prabhupada once wrote to me, he said that your goal is to get out of, to go back to the spiritual world without any further delay. So that is our goal, to get out of material consciousness, back to spiritual consciousness, by engaging ourselves as sincerely, as consistently in Krishna service, and that way gradually solve our real problems of creating another material situation to suffer some more unnecessarily. So we'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes. Yeah. Then you remove a very small stock of sins. Of course, just like Ajamil, he chanted in complete anxiety. So therefore, he made a lot of advancement. But that, there's different types of chanting. There's Nama Parad. That's more or less Shnik Shnik Ram Ram Day 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 and Hey Kitty Kitty Hey Kitty Kitty. That's Nama Parad. So one can chant, we're saying, at least sometimes they have that verse, one can go on chanting this for millions of years. And he won't get the goal, which is love of God. So Nama Parad is not very helpful, but hopefully by some association, one will begin to chant something about Krishna by cultivating knowledge and making some effort. And then there is simple Nama Parad and what's the next one? Namabhas. So there's simply Namabhas. Abhas means shadow. Not exactly the name, but it's almost the name. So that's there's four kinds of Namabhas. There's chanting in with the letters separated somehow or another, just chanting Krishna's name. And then there is chanting in derision, chanting in jest, chanting in fear. So someone like Ajamil, he committed the Namabhas. He wasn't really calling for Narayan at first. But because he chanted without any offense, therefore he got to the platform of practical liberation. So one can come to some platform, say, of liberation by chanting in Namabhas. But only if one chants in Shadanamabhas can one actually get the real effect of chanting the holy name, get an association with Krishna in that method, and come to the platform of Shudanam, pure chanting, by which one gets Krishna's association. But even in Namabhas without faith, still there is some effect there. According to the purity, the freedom from offense of chanting in that particular type of way. So even when chants unconsciously, that's referring to Namabhas. If one chants with some anxiety, some intention, some absorption, then one can at least come to the platform of liberation. Yeah. Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes when we first start chanting, we chant with some sincerity and Krishna reciprocates. And after a while it becomes just a mechanical thing. You know, something you get through before you take prasadam. Yeah. Because every the demigod Vayu, he works under Krishna's direction, and he knows if he suddenly decided, who is this Krishna? Why should I work for him? I'm just going to work for myself and my wife. So if he thought like that, then he'd find himself in a different position. He'd get fired, because ultimately his master is Krishna. So he does it, even if he's not enthusiastic one day. I don't feel like blowing today. Still, he does it anyhow, because Krishna tells him to do it. It's not that the Sunday one day thinks, well, I've been going around this universe for millions of years, I'm going to take a day off. No, he has to keep on going because Krishna tells him to do it. Therefore, in the Gayatri Mantra, this Om Bhurbhava Sva Tat Savitur, we prayed not to the sun, but to the Savitur, the master of the sun, who's in his heart. He's the one who's actually giving us the heat and light, not the sun. If Krishna decided one day, let it all be darkness, I give up with these conditioned souls, just put them in darkness, then that's what it would be. But because he's kind, he doesn't do that. So it's not due to the kindness of the sun we get light, it's due to Krishna's kindness. In all different ways. Have you read Srimad Bhagavatam? Huh. Just read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find out all the ways they suffer. They have the same problems we have. They're always being harassed by the demons. Indra, he's fleeing to lotus flowers. He's being chased by death personified. He's always in misery. He's being kicked out of the heavenly kingdom. He's being cursed by different sages. His spiritual master curses him, all kinds of problems. Anything else? Yes. Well, they don't say stand in line, take birth on this earth planet. That's not. They stand in line to take birth in this Hare Krishna movement. They are conditioned. It's not a question of becoming conditioned. They're already conditioned. Everyone in this material world, whether it's the demigods or ourselves, are conditioned. But they want to join the Hare Krishna movement because that's the opportunity. It's the easiest opportunity to become unconditioned, to come back to one's original position. Probably in this age, it's the only method that's there. But for the demigods, it's possible by gradual elevation for them to become free from material consciousness. But it's a very, very long process. So this is a very quick process. Yeah. Krishna Maharaj said that? What's that? Where does it say that? That Krishna Maharaj is fearful? What part of Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, you have to show it to me. Anyhow, what is the question? Well, one should be fearful of having to forget Krishna. In other words, birth and death exist because of our forgetfulness of Krishna. So one should be afraid of that, forgetting Krishna. If one remembers Krishna, then there's nothing to fear. And if one forgets Krishna, then one will simply be in a fearful condition. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj simply prays that my devotional service may become more strong and steady. So that we should pray for and should fear that if our devotional service doesn't become more strong and steady, then it's fearful. So we'll stop there. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Pur Premanande.